Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, our Father, we do thank you. We thank you, God, for looking beyond our faults and yet seeing our needs. Thank you, God. You've been better to us than we could have ever been to ourselves. Lord, you blessed us not because of, but in spite of. For that we're thankful, we're grateful. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for being in our midst today. Thank you for the spirit of thanksgiving and gratefulness. Because we have so much to be thankful for. Now, Lord, in the moments that remain, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Let it be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's in Christ's sake I do pray. Amen. Certainly thank God for his presence in this place. Giving honor to God, our Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. To my cleric colleagues who joined me on the rostrum as well as in the pew, to the office of members, visitors, and friends, to all of you, my Father's children, grace and peace be unto you all from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to hold you too long today, but I want to call your attention to that passage of scripture read earlier from the second chapter of the book of Job. According to the New English Bible, you will find these words, verses 7 through 13. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the sole of his feet to the top of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, "Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die." He replied, "You're talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" In all this, Job did not sin with what he said. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, heard about all the trouble that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was. The word of God for the people of God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk briefly from the subject, when the enemy hits you with his best shot. When the enemy hits you with his best shot. A best shot is an all-out try. Thank you, ushers. It is all that the enemy has. It's the maximum effort, the worst he can do. When we are hit with the enemy's best shot, it's the worst attack, the toughest assault, the nastiest strategy. The best shot of the enemy often means nothing goes right. everything goes wrong. Nothing goes our way. Trouble may be on every side or coming from every direction. Nobody really understands. And the truth is, we may end up wishing, as Job did, that we had not been born. You prayed, but your prayers went unanswered. You hoped, but your hopes went unfulfilled. You waited, but it seems like your wait was in vain. It is like this when the enemy hits us with his best shot. Our theme song may end up being "Nobody Knows the Trouble I See, Nobody Knows but Jesus." Or sometimes I feel like a motherless child a long way from home. Those may be our theme songs, but I stop by here today to tell you, Satan specializes in hitting God's children, hitting God's family, and hitting God's people with his best shot. In our season of challenges, difficulties, troubles, hardships, losses, and burdens, we often wonder where God is, what God is doing, what's taking God so long, and does God really care? In this season when days are short, nights are long, troubles seem many, and friends seem few, we often struggle to hold on to our hope, keep our head above water, and keep the faith. In those seasons when storm clouds rise, strong winds blow, lightning flashes, and the thunder roll, we often wonder if the storm will pass, will the sun ever come up, and will we ever see the light of day? And does joy really come in the morning? Job knew something about this. The truth of the matter is, no, not many of people can be trusted like Job was by God to take the enemy's best shot, take the enemy's worst attack, or take the enemy's meanest assault on our lives, and still maintain our integrity, still keep our religion, still hold on to our faith, and still worship the Lord. But Job did. Sisters and brothers, while at the National Baptist Convention, I heard a preacher say that God can't trust everybody with trouble. But God trusted Job. In fact, he recommended him to the enemy. "Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and shuns evil." God could have picked anybody, but God picked Job. Could God pick you and me to be picked on by the enemy? Those who know this story know that this is the second round of Satan's best shots or attacks on Job. In the first round, he lost his well, his cattle, his oxen, his sheep, his camel, and finally, his 10 children were killed in a freak accident. 7 sons, 3 daughters. When Job got the bad news, the text says he tore his robe, shaved his head, fell on the ground, and worshiped. He still worshiped God. If something like that happens to most of us, the last thing on our minds would be worshiping. But that's how the enemy works. He wants to steal our worship. He wants to destroy our relationship with God. He wants to separate us from the one who can hear our cry, answer our prayer, mend our hearts, soothe our souls, and lift our heads. He knows if we can praise God in the midst of trouble, if we can give him glory when the bottom falls out, if we can lift him higher when we're down in the dumps, and if we can shout hallelujah when we can't see our way, as Job said, in God's own time, our change will come. Trouble came Job's way. And instead of having a pity party, he had a worship service. Instead of complaining, he bowed his head and got down on his knees and prayed a simple prayer. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God was counting on Job to hold his peace, maintain his honor, not lose his head, not compromise his integrity, and keep right on worshiping him, right on praising him, right on glorifying him, and right on lifting him up even in the midst of life's storms. God counted on Job to be able to hold out and to hold on. Even after being hit with the enemy's best shot, worst attack, and most difficult dilemma. Sisters and brothers, the enemy is always out to land his best shot on God's children down here. Because he can't do anything up there. Lucifer once led the worship service in glory, but he got beside himself. And God sent the archangel Michael to usher him out of glory. That's why every time we worship God, the devil gets mad, because it reminds him of a job he once had. Job worshiped God, and the enemy hit him with his best shot. That is what he spends his time doing, going around looking for some unsuspecting child of God. When God asked Satan where he came from, he said, coming from to and fro, up and down on the earth. When Jesus talked about him, he said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. When Peter talked about him, he said, be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The enemy is always on his job, and he's hitting some of us with his best shot. Do I have a witness? Some of us got hit with Satan's best shot this year, or last year, or the year before that, or the year before that. And the bad news is, some of us will get hit with the enemy's best shot next week, next month, or next year. But if we do, we got to keep right on worshiping. Keep right on trusting God. Keep right on lifting him up. And keep right on praising his name. Because the truth is, it's not the last shot. And Satan doesn't have the last word. Am I right about it? Sisters and brothers, we learn a number of things from this narrative and from the book of Job. First, we learn that Satan goes to meetings to proposition God and get God's permission to bother his children. If the devil is bothering you, he got permission, but it won't last. If the devil is attacking you, he got permission, but he still has to answer to God. And if the devil is taking things from you, he got permission. But don't worry about it. God can and will restore. And he'll make you end up with more than you ever lost. Do I have a witness here? Secondly, Satan will hit us with his best shot. And he's always trying to do it, especially when we let our God down. Stop praying. Stop seeking the Lord. Stop going to Bible study. Stop attending Sunday school. Stop humbling ourselves. Stop trusting in the Lord. And stop looking to God. And that's when our God will be down. And that's when we get hit. Am I right about it? Next, the enemy will use people to hit us with the best shot. Job needed his wife. But bam, she hit him with a best shot. Cursed God and died. Job needed his friends. But bam, they hit him with a best shot. Job, you had to do something wrong. And God is just paying you back for something we don't know about. Am I right about it? Well, my sisters and brothers, if Satan hits us with his best shot, the first place might be our finances. We may lose our jobs, get laid off, miss out on a promotion, get fired, or have to retire early. The next place could be our family. A spouse loses their mind. Children give us grief. Relatives ride our back. Or we fall out with family members. The next place could be our friends. People we thought we could count on leave us high and dry. Truth be told, we can't always count on our finances. We can't always count on our family. We can't always count on our friends. But we can always count on God. Am I right about it? God wants us to know that we can always count on Him. If Job had counted on his wife and took her advice, Job would have been doing exactly what Satan said he would do. Stop worshiping and curse God to his face. Am I right about it? God wants us to know we can't always trust our best friends. Now that doesn't mean that Eliphaz, Bildad were not good friends. Because most friends won't do what they did. They came and sat with Job for 7 days and 7 nights without opening their mouths. They were so grieved at what happened to their friend that they sat in silence. But when they did open their mouth, they were wrong. You can't convince me that these brothers did not love Job. But when they spoke, they were wrong. You can't tell me that they didn't have their friend's best interests at heart. But when they gave advice, they were wrong. These were his praying partners. These were his close confidants. These were his spiritual advisors. These were his colleagues, and these were his trusted sages. But they were wrong when they analyzed the what, why, and how of Job's problems and Job's troubles. They were wrong. Why were they wrong? Well, because they did not see or know what was going on behind the scene. They knew the scripture, but they did not see God. They knew prayer, but they did not see God. And like people of that day and our day, they connected Job's problem with some sin, some wrong, or some flaw in his life. But sisters and brothers, you don't have to do anything wrong to get hit with the enemy's best shot. In fact, when you try to give God your best, bam, you're hit. Am I right about it? But that's how it is when we get hit with the enemy's best shot. The first thing many people think is that we did something wrong. The answer often is we did nothing. But God is getting us ready for a greater blessing. When all hell breaks loose, we may think that I deserve this. The answer is no. But just on the other side of midnight, there is a daybreak. Unlike any we've seen before. In the midst of our messes, we may be thinking, this is too much for me to bear. But the hymn writer is right. God won't put any more on us than we can bear. Yes, every now and then we get hit with the enemy's best shot. And that's bad news, because it can knock us down, pull us down, bring us down, and try to keep us down. Am I right about it? But there is good news. If you're getting hit with Satan's best shot somewhere over in glory, God is bragging about you. Have you considered my servant? Have you considered my daughter? Or have you considered my son? I know they can take it. I know they can make it. I know they will hold on. And I know they won't give up. And they won't give in. God is somewhere saying, they'll keep their eyes on me, because they know I'll make a way out of no way. They'll keep looking to me, because they know I'll step in. They'll keep looking up to me, because they know in due time I will show up. And they will keep waiting on me, because they know I may not come when they want me, but I'm always on time. Ain't God all right? Sisters and brothers, as I close, there's a story about two young boys who went to a dentist's office, and they waited for him to get done with his patient. When the dentist came into the waiting room, the older boy spoke, "Doctor, I want you to pull a tooth, but without any needles. And I don't want any gas or anything to numb it either. We're in a big hurry." The doctor smiled and said, "Well, you're quite brave, young man. You mean to tell me you want a tooth pulled, you don't want any gas, and you don't want me to do anything to numb it either?" The little boy answered, "Yes, that's right, because we in a big hurry." "Well," the doctor said, "before I pull the tooth, I have to have a look at it. Tell me which tooth is bothering you." The older boy turned to the smaller boy and said, "Show him your tooth." Sisters and brothers, the world is full of people like that. People who want to see things happen and see things get done, but they want somebody else to pay the price and somebody else to suffer the consequences. But that's not the way it works. We have to get in the dentist's chair ourselves. If we're going to make it through, we got to go through ourselves. We have to go through the storm ourselves. We have to endure the hardness as good soldiers ourselves. We have to keep the faith in the midst of satanic attacks ourselves. We have to learn to praise God in the midst of pain ourselves. We have to learn to walk by faith when we can't see our way ourselves. We have to learn to trust in the Lord in the midst of trouble ourselves. And we have to worship God no matter what's going on in our lives ourselves. If you don't get anything else out of the message, just remember, if you're getting hit with the enemy's best shot, don't worry about it. It's not the last shot, because God got a best shot too. Am I right about it? We are in a season of shots. Satan's best shot might knock you down, but God best shot will pick you up. Satan best shot might make you cry, but God best shot will wipe the tears from your eyes. Satan best shot may bring sickness, but God's best shot will restore your health. Satan best shot, you might lose everything, but God best shot will give you more than you ever had. Satan best shot may bring you sorrow, but God best shot, there's joy in the morning. Satan best shot may leave you alone, but God best shot will have you singing. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins can be forgiven. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Sisters and brothers, I learned something from the psalmist to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear that and be glad and magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. I bless God because I serve the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. His poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. Ain't the Lord all right? When I was down, He lifted me. So I have a song in my heart, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Went blind, but now I see. The Lord lifted me, and I have a song in my heart. I've seen the lightning flashing, I've heard the thunder roll, I've felt sin make a passion, trying to conquer my soul. But then the voice of Jesus telling me still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Ain't the Lord alright? In the face of satanic attacks, in the face of sometimes events, in the face of bad advice, in the face of loss of health, in the face of sadness and sorrow, Job held on to his faith and kept right on worshiping God. So hold on, He's coming. Hold on, He'll be there. Hold on, it might get in, but hold on to the thing. Somebody knows God will show up. Gonna do it. Gonna do it. Thank you, Lord. So preachers, in the midst of pain, keep on preaching. Deacons, when troubles are all around, keep on serving. Choir, when it looks dark and dismal, keep on singing. Musicians, when it gets hard, keep on praying. Intercessors, when it looks like nobody cares, keep on praying. Ushers, when nobody will listen, keep on ushering. Sunday school teachers, when the class stands out, keep on teaching, because God, He knows all about it. Sisters and brothers, when you're under attack, getting hit by the enemy's best shot, just remember the hill right and right. Be not dismayed. Whatever
and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Ain't it all right if you're under attack, getting hit by the enemy? The songwriter's right. God has not forgotten you. Is there anybody in here that knows our strength is made perfect in our weakness? You've got to hold on. You got to hold out. You got to keep on worshiping God, because he's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in a time of storm. He's a friend when you're friendless, bread when you're hungry, water when you're thirsty. He is the God of God, the Prince of Princes, the Fairest of 10,000, the bright and morning star, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. Ain't God all right? He's the Good Shepherd that keep watch over his children. And I'm so glad I have a shepherd when my eyes are filled with tears and I don't know where to turn. I've got a shepherd. When the bottom falls out, when hell breaks loose, we have a shepherd who is able to protect. He's able. He's a good shepherd, able to shepherd and shield. He's able to guard and guard. He's able to open closed doors. He's able to make your frenemies leave you alone. He's able to lift a bad head. He's able to give you joy and sorrow. He's able to make a way out of no way. Is there anybody in here that's glad they have a shepherd? Is there anybody in here who the Lord saved, sanctified? Is there anybody in here that don't mind telling somebody, God made a way when I was lost, deep in sin? The Lord made a way. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Ain't it all right? Ain't it all right? Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Have you tried him? Don't he fix it? Don't he make a way? In the weather, in the weather, give him honor, give him glory, give him praise. Yeah, yeah, I know he's all right. He's all right. Thank you, Lord. When Satan hits you with his best shot, keep your hand in the Master's hand. Keep on worshiping, because when praises go up, God will send answer and blessings down if you just hold on.